Education should be the number one priority in this state. If we want to improve our economy, our wages, our outcomes for kids, education needs to be Idaho's number one priority to turn this state around.
Fighting for Idaho.
I'm not a big fan of everyone saying reform, 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 because ever since I've been in education, we've been reforming it.
Yeah.
Fighting for you.
My average day here is exciting and fun.
I don't think I've seen a school or heard about a school that has an administration so involved with the students and so approachable.
Having fun's great too, but I mean, academics is going to help you further in life.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning. One of the highlights of the Treasure Valley, certainly a highlight of our day, the Reverend Bill Roscoe joining us from the Boise Rescue Mission. And he laughs, but, you know, for a tired, weary soul like myself, it is always so refreshing to see you, to hear about the good works of the Boise Rescue Mission, to see your fine staff and volunteers doing God's work each and every day. So thank you for joining us.
Kevin, it is a real honor and a privilege to be with you. I appreciate you so much. And everything you do in this valley for groups and nonprofits, and particularly for us, we really, really appreciate. You're a good and sincere friend, and people know that. So God bless you.
Well, we're all blessed to be where we are, and we're here to make a big announcement. Once again, we will be going out to the Walmarts, all seven Walmarts for the Boise Rescue Mission, and the Walmart on Garrity and Franklin in particular. I'll be living there from June 2nd through the 7th, and we're looking for a lot of items for the Valley Women and Children's Shelter, along with the Lighthouse. This is an event that everybody can participate in, and we certainly want to invite our friends in Canyon County.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've seen a very good response from Canyon County since we opened the Valley Women and Children's Shelter and moved the Lighthouse over to 16th Avenue. Folks are excited about the growth of the mission there and how we're being more involved in that community, meeting the needs of homeless people and hungry people, and, of course, bringing the gospel message every single day to people that really are desperate, looking for help.
Well, and let's talk a little bit about this, because we have so many people, the folks in the media, the people that give anonymously, and those people that don't give anonymously, that give. We always are refreshed and revitalized when we see during the Christmas months, during Thanksgiving, so many people coming together. But what about the summer?
Well, you know, the summertime is an interesting time, Kevin, and we used to see a real slowdown in rescue mission services during the summer months when it was mostly men in shelter. But since the change started about 15 years ago and women and children became the fastest-growing population of homeless people, now when summertime comes, we see more women and children checking into the mission than we do in any other time of the year. And that's because if a lady is in a bad situation or a dangerous situation or just needs to relocate and try to get her feet on the ground and she has children, she's going to generally make that move after school is out, and they can easily then go from one community to the next and be there when school starts in the fall. So we do see a very, very high number of women and children coming into shelters during the summer months. And at the same time, you know, we're serving over 1,000 meals a day right now, and that's pretty typical. It just doesn't change much.
1,000 meals a day?
1,000 meals a day, over 300 people in shelter every night, and half of the people in our shelters every night are kids. And I'm talking from babies on up to, you know, young teenagers usually. So we're really busy, and we really need the help of the community to keep everything moving through those summertime months. And let's face it, summer comes, you want to go fishing, you want to go hunting, you want to take a vacation, ride around your Airstream, you know, all that good stuff. At the same time, you can forget that there's a huge need right here in our community with our own neighbors and friends coming to the mission for help, and the mission wants to provide for everyone who comes through the door. So I hope folks will remember as they're enjoying this beautiful Idaho summer that we still have needs at the mission, and we sure hope they'll think of us with their charitable giving.
What's it like for children? We talk about men, we talk about women, and whether we're at City Light or now the new shelter. Tell me about the children that have to flee their home because their mom or they themselves are victims of abuse.
Well, you know, Kevin, needless to say, that's something that tugs on all of our hearts and breaks our hearts when we see kids in these very, very desperate situations. And there's nothing in my mind worse than child abuse and spousal abuse, domestic violence. Those are just terrible, terrible things. And we see a lot of people every single day who are going through those terrible tragedies in their own life. With the kids, the good news is this, and it's amazing to me, and I'm really happy to say, the children are really resilient. It's amazing to me how resilient they are and how quickly some love and attention and continuity of life, you know, routine life going on, how quickly they can rebound from being very, very introverted and withdrawn and depressed and angry to coming back into looking like a regular kid that's just running around the yard playing like my kids or yours.
How do you help a child? Is it through God's works that a kid who has been physically or emotionally harmed become a kid again? How does that work?
Well, God certainly has a big part of it in our environment, Kevin. As you know, we're going to be talking about the love of God and Jesus and the power of God through the Spirit of God to help us to recover and to change. And it's a synergistic thing that goes on at the Women and Children's programs, because mom starts to get better, mom starts to feel secure. Junior or Sally is likewise, at least in a secure, safe, clean environment, getting three meals a day, getting some attention paid to them beyond, you know, slapped around or yelled at. And as the two of them go through the process of recovery, it really creates an energy that helps to carry them both into that change, that recovery that needs to happen in order for life to become sane and stable again. But, you know, faith in God is what we're all about, and we want people to know that. And when people find that out, it's like in my own life or your own life, Miller. When Jesus came into my life, I was a basket case. And while I still have a lot of rough edges, I'm like that lump of coal needing to be squeezed into a diamond. Nonetheless, the edges aren't nearly as rough as they were some 40 years ago when I found faith in God. So we teach those kids and those ladies what we know about Jesus and his love, and it makes a huge difference in their lives.
The Reverend Bill Roscoe with us here at 580 KIDO. Our big announcement, we're going back to Walmart, this time Garrity and Franklin in Canyon County, to support the Valley Women and Children's Shelter, also the Lighthouse. And, by the way, every Walmart will have a barrel from our friends at the Boise Rescue Mission. Now is the time. We're looking for diapers. We're looking for clothes. We're looking for cash. Because, again, as we've talked about, the summer months can be long, they can be trying, and they can be stressful on a mission.
That's right. I appreciate your help, Kevin. You know, Gene Lockhart coined a phrase a couple years ago for a summer campaign called the best summer ever. And I really hope that, and I believe that this is really going to be the best summer ever. The support from this community has been great up to this point, and we're really looking forward to your event here with Walmart's help, kicking off a really, really great summertime giving program for the rescue mission.
Well, we want to thank the mission for their support. Team Mazda, we want to thank Airstream. That's the beauty of this. It's a community effort. You know that, Reverend Bill. I watch your multiple TV appearances from our friends at Channel 7, whether it's Larry or Doug or Maggie or Dee or any of the other folks. People truly buy in. And let's talk a little bit about the lives of the kids, because not only do they get a safe place, but they get reinforcement, they get tutoring, they also get the chance to go to field trips. I mean, how awesome is it that the kids get to go to Wahoos or they get to go to college and see these things so they understand a concrete example of a future that they could have and will have?
That's exactly right. And the truth is that our children's programs today, I mean, I'll stack them up against any agency anywhere in terms of being productive in helping those kids to grow and to learn and to prosper and to set goals for the future that they haven't ever set in their lives. And a lot of times our kids are first-generation clean and sober kids. You know, I mean, it's a shocking thing, but it's true. The truth is, though, every summer between now and when school starts in the fall, we have 50 to 60 kids that show up at our place at City Light. Many of them are already living there. Some of them are connected to us because they come for meals with mom. Some of them have been in shelter and now they've moved out, but they come back for the summertime and we have great programs for those children, including academics, so that when they go back to school in the fall, our teachers over at the schools where our kids go to from City Light and now from Valley, they're telling us that our kids come back in really tuned up, really ready to go, and there's no lag time. You know, they have been learning all summer long. They've been enjoying summer fun, but they've been learning, they've been growing, they've been developing. And when they go back to school in the fall, they're ready to rock it.
Well, speaking of which, at 580KIDO, you know, let's talk about the Canyon County Initiative. You know, I've been blessed to be here almost 5 years. We remember the old lighthouse, and I can remember you and Gene Lockhart saying to me, you know, Kevin, we have this dream, and we need a new building, and we don't know if it's going to happen, Kevin. And then, you know, as the years have gone on, Kevin, there's a need for a women's shelter in Canyon County. There's the infrastructure isn't there. And then to have both within a year.
That's God.
I want your phone number to the big man upstairs.
It's easy. It starts with, Dear Lord.
Dear Lord.
God loves old rescue mission guys that don't know much what they're doing, Kevin. That's all I can say.
I see.
He really pours out a lot of care and a lot of love on guys like me and folks like us at the Boise Rescue Mission, because we can't do these things on our own. And so you see there again, it's a joint effort. God cares more about every child and every homeless person in our shelter today than I ever could. And the people of this community care about folks that are in need more than any community I've ever lived in my long, long life now. I won't give the number. It's too embarrassing. But, you know, it's a community effort. We're the vehicle that people can use to really offer tangible help to homeless people and hungry people. And we're not going to warehouse people, and we're not going to enable them to live in a lifestyle that's going to kill them. We're going to encourage them to recover. We're going to help them to recover. We're going to give them the tools to recover. And this community embraces that whole concept. And, of course, God is all over it. God is in it in a huge way.
What do you say to folks listening at 580KIDO that are struggling?
I say don't give up and keep looking up. Life is a struggle. Every day is a struggle. I don't care who you are or where you are. You know, money makes things a little smoother riding, but it doesn't really change the deep issues of life. We all have issues. We have family issues. We have problems. We have unemployment. We have illness. You know, we're all in the same boat here. So I say to anyone who's really struggling today, don't give up and look around you and set your eyes on some goals that you can accomplish and find the help you need to accomplish those goals and take one day at a time, as the old AA slogan goes. Take one day at a time, and today let's accomplish this, and then let's set our goals a little higher tomorrow and accomplish that, and so on until we get to where we need to be to have that life abundant. And it starts with that relationship with God, and He will see you through. He will help you through every step of the way.
Final thought at 580KIDO for the Reverend Bill Roscoe of the Boise Rescue Mission, boiserm.org. A success story that you're extremely proud of. You've had so many. Any one in particular you'd like to share as a source of inspiration?
Well, there's a lot of them, as you rightly said, Kevin. And gosh, all you know, there's so many, and I don't remember what I talked about last time. But there's a young man living down in Arizona right now who went through our program at the Lighthouse. I guess he graduated about 2 or 3 years ago, and I just got an email from him, and I wrote him a letter of recommendation because he's asking for his record to be expunged. He has a few arrests on there that he'd like to get cleared off so that he can have a very normal life. And I was so proud of him when he wrote me. And, he, you know, he's down there. He's working steady. He's married. He's got a beautiful wife. They're involved in their church. He's clean and sober now for about 7 years. And this is a guy who came through our doors with all kinds of grief, all kinds of dysfunction, and addicted to booze in a big way and using some drugs. And today that guy is a productive member of his community. And we're so pleased and happy about that. And God bless Jimmy, and God continue to bless Jimmy as he strives to become the man of God that God wants him to be. But here's a guy that really, for all intents and purposes, life was looking pretty bleak. And today, the smile on his face is remarkable and inspiring.
As are you, old friend.
Well, thanks, Miller. You inspire me.
I always know I have a place at the mission.
Absolutely. You need a bed, you call me. We'll fix you up.
Thank you, Reverend Bill.
Thank you.
The Reverend Bill Roscoe with us, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580KIDO. Let's get you to work.
Promote our schools. Secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union.
Now from Sheridan Academy in Meridian, here's Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller at Sheridan Academy. Bob Schultz with us. He's a board member and a parent here at Sheridan Academy. And he's signing checks. Any for us today?
I don't have anything on the docket. Sorry, Kevin.
It never hurts to ask.
Sure.
We talk a little bit about it for people just tuning in. This is our last Promote Our Schools, Secure Our Future of the year. The school year is winding down. From an administrative point of view, how do you view the end of the year? Is it any different from, you know, the summer months when the kids aren't here?
Oh, we have kids here. We have a summer summer program. We have summer school.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to. And yeah, we have kids here. We have we still have traffic. Our slow time for students is in August, but right now actually we're kind of busier because we're working on preparing for end of the year ceremonies and finals and getting the kids all dressed up and ready to commence for those who are seniors.
To go out into the real world.
The real world, as dangerous and scary as it may be, getting them prepared for it.
Well, that's a heck of a responsibility. What's the Sheridan experience like as a parent, as someone who works here as well, compared to other schools in the area?
We're very small, so we can be very intimate, discuss one-on-one with the students what their plans are, where they see themselves going, what their experiences here have been, preparing them for their next steps in life.
How involved are you?
I am very involved. I have two international students. Neither one of them are graduating, but they will be heading back to their home countries, one in Hong Kong, one in Thailand.
Well, it's a long way from Idaho.
It is a long way from Idaho.
Indeed.
I've had a couple of international students. This is not my first year, and it's a wonderful experience.
Can you define that for us? I mean, is there any that just seems, you know,
mix of cultures?
Yes.
Learning their cultures.
Right.
Hong Kong being very Chinese-oriented, and yet progressive with a lot of English influence, very dynamic. A great experience with the Hong Kong students that I've had. The Korean student, Japanese student, Chinese student, and now also a Thai student.
Boy, did the Korean student have to adjust to our slow internets compared to their fast internet speeds over there? It's like the world's fastest internet.
They do have a very good infrastructure over there, yes. They're all pleased with what we have to offer them.
Of all the places in the world, though, from Hong Kong to Idaho.
Yeah. We have a couple of agencies in the Far East. And they promote us, and they're a very good component of our program, because being small, helping students, cosmopolitan, giving them a feel for not only Idaho and the United States, but also what else is out there. As the world shrinks and as the internet helps talk to people around the world, these students come in and share their experiences, so our students here locally see more of the world.
And you share your home with them.
And I do.
That would be why a host. I kept going, host. Well, now we know why you're a host. What is that like for you? And again, it's not your first rodeo here at 580 KIDO. And you detailed the interaction with the students. It's a lot easier to understand what's going on in the world events when you have somebody from Korea, South Korea, or from Hong Kong here. And, you know, when the kids, as they watch the news or the tablets, and they see stories, they can ask their fellow students about it. What's it like for you to have somebody from a completely different culture in your home?
I see things from around the world a little differently. There's some conflict going on in Thailand right now, so I can ask my student. He's a high school student, so he sees things not as much as adults do, but he sees some of the political turmoil, and he can share some of his perspective being from his homeland. He can give me a little bit more perspective on what's going on in there versus what I read from the magazines and newspapers here in the States.
Right. What's the future for Sheridan Academy? Where do you want to see this institution go?
Continue to grow, continue to support the students in the area. An alternate school, not an alternative school, an alternate school, so that those students who struggle to mainstream can fit in very, very well here, and also gain more experience or gain more perspective of the international culture. We've had students from Europe, Brazil, and as I mentioned, a number of countries in the Far East.
What does education mean to you?
A doorway to, you know, how would we have our iPhones? How would we have our tablets if we didn't have education to design and roll out and share these devices with people and help them make our lives a little bit better?
Indeed.
Education helps. It's a gateway for that.
Indeed. Anything else that you'd like to share with us?
I just, Sheridan's been a wonderful experience for my family. Helped my daughter get her grades back up so that she could fit back into her school over in Nampa again. So it's a great stepping stone, either a full program for those students that need a full program or to help get on back on track for those students that are struggling a little bit.
Well, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
And being flexible, number one. Number two, thanks for having these kids here from other countries to broaden our culture. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
You know, I got Willard over here. He needs his culture broadened, but maybe you can work on him.
Okay.
All right, you're listening to 580 KIDO.
Hey. Promote our schools. Secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union. Now from Sheridan Academy in Meridian, here's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning here at 580 KIDO. Phone number is 580-5436. Kevin at KIDOAM.com from Sheridan Academy. And, you know, this is one of the topics that we've talked about, oh, it just seems like forever, the idea of marijuana and medical marijuana. It's now being debated in the halls of Congress, and we really haven't taken a look at it from a states' rights issue.
Our amendment gives all of us an opportunity to show our constituents that we are truly constitutionalist and that we mean what we say when we're talking about the importance of the 10th Amendment.
For all of you keeping track at home, that was Congressman Dana Robacker of California, one of the few Republicans left in California. The vote last night was 219 to 189 in favor of moving on to the Senate. It's an amendment blocking the government from dictating to states use of medical marijuana. And you heard the congressman. We'll hear more from him in a minute, but you know, you've had people that have gone back and forth on this issue, on medical marijuana, on marijuana in general. You know, the federalism, the balance between the states and the federal government. And here you have states like Colorado and Washington and others that have said the federal law doesn't really matter to us. We're going to do what we want. And then we have the issue involving the gay marriage situation where the federal courts have struck down state constitutions. I mean, who has the ultimate power? Tom Munns would say, oh, it's the states. The feds are saying, no, we have the ultimate power. We've seen that in the Bundy situation as well. That's one issue we're talking about. And again, all morning long, we are focusing in on the VA situation as well. Tea Party Bob holding now at 580 KIDO. Let's go to him from Sheridan Academy. Good morning, Tea Party Bob.
Good morning, Kevin. Sounds like you're having a good time down there today.
Yes, I am.
Looking forward to seeing you at Walmart maybe next week.
Looking forward to seeing you tomorrow, maybe tomorrow.
Oh, yes, we will be on. I was thinking maybe I might bring my sidekick in with me, Idaho Steve.
Well, it's been a while.
It sure has. You know, I wanted to touch base with you on this veterans problem that they're having. It is a terrible situation. And I don't think anybody's really been paying much attention over the last 4 or 5 years to the veterans. They make all this paperwork for them, and they just don't get around to seeing them. But I will tell you something about the veterans down here in Idaho. And I have several of my friends that are on veterans, and they go and visit there on a regular basis. And they say they couldn't get any better care. There's very little in terms of wait time. There's very little in terms of what the veterans won't do for them at the hospital. They are probably happier than they were with their original medical program. So that's what I have to tell you from the people that I know. I mean, I can only deal with the reality that I see in front of me. I mean, I'm not a doctor down there or by any means an observer, but I think the veterans here in Idaho get treated a heck of a lot better than in a lot of other places around the country. And maybe that's because we have people down there who actually care.
Yeah, but on the other hand, there's still a lot of bureaucracy.
The bureaucracy is the problem.
Okay? Right.
And that's something that needs to go. I mean, can you imagine that we haven't digitized how we fill out records or put records away for the veterans, yet we're putting computers into our schools for our kids, and we're giving everybody else the latest in equipment? We spend $100 million on a website for the government. We spend $70 million here for our website. You know, why do we do that? This money should be going to digitize the veterans first. Let's get them out of the way. Let's take care of them. They fought for their country. They didn't say no when we asked them to go out and fight for us. You know, I'm a veteran myself, and I'm not on veterans benefits, but I have so much respect for the men that I went out with in the Vietnam War, and even more for those that are fighting now, even in Afghanistan. You know, some of them don't even know what that war is about. I remember coming back from Vietnam, people were spitting on us when we came back.
Well, you know, you're correct, but, you know, let's take it a step further. I believe that before we spend money with people to the people that hate us, the Afghanis and the Pakistanis and others, we should take a look at this. And, you know, the idea that Shinseki hasn't been fired, that we have a concussion conference, shows a lack of priorities when it comes to taking care of our own.
Well, look at the $6 billion the State Department can't account for in the last 4 years. I mean, that money could have gone into the veterans. There is so much waste. There's so much money that goes to places it shouldn't go to. You know, that's the bureaucracy that we have. We have it in state government. We have it in federal government. It never seems to stop. When I listened last night down at GOP, meeting that they had, everybody's talking about government that's too big.
I heard all the rebels, all the rabble rousers got routed out of that meeting.
Oh, I'll tell you something. If you ever wanted to cause a rift, it is now one of the biggest rifts I've ever seen in Idaho politics. And I don't see how they're going to get any support from the conservatives. They're just going to throw up their hands and say, okay, go have fun.
But, so was that true? The conservatives got hosed last night?
Yeah, and it was done very nicely by these guys. Not nicely in terms of the way they did it, but they were very well organized. They knew exactly what they were doing. And this was very organized when they came in there. And if you want to talk about that tomorrow, I've got all the notes on it. That I did spend some time.
Well, maybe you'll be able to get a word in edgewise.
Yeah, I'd like to have a word in edgewise.
I'm with you on that.
But thanks again for everything you do, buddy.
Right back at you. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yes, indeed. I think we'll have some fun tomorrow.
Well, we appreciate it. Thank you, Tea Party Bob.
Take care. Have a good day.
Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Two things we're talking about. Big debate yesterday concerning medical marijuana and the veterans. By the way, how many of us remember spelling? We had a first-ever tie yesterday at the National Spelling Bee. Here's the latest from 580 KIDO Steve Rappaport. Well, Steve, doesn't look like Steve wants to talk about the spelling bee. Boy, don't you hate it when that happens. We'll catch up with him in a minute here at 580 KIDO. Let's take a look at traffic. It is Friday. Maybe some people are...
Promote our schools. Secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union.
Now from Sheridan Academy in Meridian, here's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
8:52. Don't forget tomorrow morning, as we just talked about with Tea Party Bob, the panel will be back. Live local talk about the issues that impact you. With Kevin Miller at 580 KIDO, let's go to Pro-Life at 580 KIDO. Good morning, Pro-Life.
Yeah, you know, talking about veterans medicine, veterans don't have really much of a choice because they, you know, if they're poor, I mean, if they have other ways of financing their medical needs. But the the VA medical is just going to accept generally accepted medical practices. They're not going to have any alternatives like homeopathy, herbs instead of pharmacy, and lots of different alternative methods. And so my idea about the whole thing is that if the government would just give vouchers and then there would be competition and they could use alternative, but then the government would have to recognize that some of those alternative medical practices were valid. And I
look, if you
are.
Can't take care of the veterans, how are you going to take care of the populace with the Affordable Care Act?
Yeah, well, you can't. We're all going to be on VA medicine. That's where we're headed. You know,
we're all on the waiting list.
Yeah, and we're all going to be on the reservation. You know, you've seen what the government does with Indian reservations. Well, hey, we're all headed there. We're
what do they do there. With Indian reservations?
Yeah, the United States Sodom and Gomorrah Indian Reservation.
What do you mean by that?
Well, we just, you know, we're going to have gays everywhere and sick everything. And so, you know, we have.
What does
no
that
standard.
Have to do with the Indian reservation?
What does that have to do?
You're, you know, you're kind of convoluted here. You're going all over the place.
No, all I'm saying is we have no godly standards, no natural standards, no anything.
Right, but we've gone from health care to the Indian reservations.
Yeah, well, that's where we're headed, health care and Indian
so what's
reservations.
What's going on at the Indian reservations?
What's wrong with them?
I don't know. I haven't been there. Have you been to one lately?
Yeah, I grew up. I lived right by one for years and years. And
what about lately?
Not lately.
Uh-oh.
They tell me it's just as bad or worse.
You know, they say that, you know, someone's listening right now saying you're assuming.
Yeah, I guess I could be assuming, but I'm not. Well, anyway, people, listen to this. People came to pick strawberries at our farm.
Oh, my gosh, wait a minute. I've gone from having a dialogue to back to your monologue. My apologies.
All right. Well, so anyway, these people said, you know, this country's worse than Russia because in Russia you had to come to work. I mean, in the Soviet Union, you had to come to work or you didn't get your paycheck. But here, you don't even have to come to work and you get your paycheck.
Well, you have anything positive you'd like to say?
No, not really.
Well, you've lifted us up this morning.
Well, hey, the answer is turning back to Jesus Christ, having faith in God and individual responsibility. The government's not going to ever...
You know, I'm with you, but if you're always a Debbie Downer, that that doesn't encourage people to join the flock, if you will.
Well, no, you have
to... my new thing is, hey, everybody's in trouble, but let's be happy.
Well, I know. I guess it's... Well, we could just take it like it's one big comedy. I guess we could do that.
Play the music. It's Benny L.
Well, hey,
this has really gone nowhere. I'm glad this is Friday when people could say, oh, hey, you know, hey, wacky zany, as opposed to, you know, the serious issues that are Monday.
Yeah, well, if you have a conscience, don't follow it. It'll tell
don't
you to stay away from the government.
Well, hey, first of all, you said you had nothing positive to add. You've made some allegations about life on the Indian reservations. I'm trying to think of anything else you've hit us with. The only thing missing is sperm meets egg.
I know. Well, that's always there, you know.
Yeah, you got to add. That's usually your out cue.
It is, and when sperm meets egg, there's a new person on Earth, and you cannot kill that baby. You can say it's murder because it is.
Pro-life, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 856-580-KIDO. Phone number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. You know, we do try and inspire, and speaking of an inspirational program, coming up on Monday, Miller's Mission returns. We are back in the field, back where we belong. Back at the Walmart at Garrity and Franklin, we will be there collecting new items, gently used items, cash, diapers to benefit the Valley Women and Children's Shelter, the Lighthouse Rescue Mission, in concert, in partnership with the Boise Rescue Mission. We'll have barrels all over the place. You'll probably see some with my startling face on it. And we urge you to, you know, go to Walmart. If you could pick up some diapers, throw them in there. No used diapers, Sweet Willard. However, anything would be helpful. Why? Well, look, we live in a great community. To quote the great Western philosopher, the Reverend Bill Roscoe, we live in the most generous community in this country. And Christmas time, Thanksgiving time, second to none, there are lines of businesses, there are lines of people that give, give, give. So before you take your vacation, before you head up to McCall, before you go down to Mexico, or perhaps Arkansas, or that lovely place called Mississippi, why not stop by at a Walmart or come by and see me next week? I'll be there from Monday morning to Saturday night at 6. We'll talk, donate some cash, donate some items, and make a difference. Now is the time when the shelters fill up with women and children, and we want to make sure that they're taken care of, right? Blessings for everyone. That's a note of inspiration. Traffic and weather. And tomorrow we will be live 5 to 8. Miller's Mission starts on Monday. Good day. God bless. Keep the faith.